Welcome to a Hunter Joyce training tape for JAWS version 2.3. This is Smart Screen. Table of contents follows, then the tape is tone index, so you can skip ahead to the first beep. Side 1, section 1 is the Smart Screen menu. It goes through all the features of the Smart Screen, including Smart Screen on-off, Smart Level, Smart Focus, Color Bar, and Smart Options, which include left/right and up/down, Smart Attribute, Single and Combine, Data Only, and Smart Screen Echo. Side 1, Section 2 is the Smart Keyboard Keys, using the Insert F, Insert C, and Insert S to do things instead of going into the menus. Defining the Smart Attribute, setting the Smart Level, Smart Repeat, and that's it for that section. That was 2. Section 3 is monitoring Frame 1 to perform the Smart Speak. The performance drag, and the power it takes to run Smart Screen, and clearing Smart Screen to reduce that performance drag, make your computer run faster. Okay, side 2, section 1, is demoing Smart Screen with First Choice. We use the default settings to start with, we increase the Smart Level, we set Smart Level to Auto, define the Smart Attribute, turn the Smart Attribute on and off, we change the frame that Smart Screen watches to kind of limit, just watch a certain part of the screen instead of the whole screen. Watching the color bar and the cursor, and then color bar or cursor. We set the color bar correctly, that's an important lesson. And then a few techniques to solve problems when you're trying to figure out how to get the settings correct. Side 2, Section 2, demoing First Choice with our JAWS 2.3 predefined configuration, which does not use Smart Screen. Here we use macros and monitored frames and searching and stuff like that to do all the things that Smart Screen does, like track the color bar, find the misspelled word, read the error messages, etc. We read the menus, load a file in First Choice, and do the spell checker. Side 2, Section 3, demoing Smart Screen with Professional Write, another program like First Choice that uses a lot of pull-down menus. So we demo the pull-down menus, the color bar tracking, we get a file, and we do the spell checker, and you see how Smart Screen reads the misspelled word automatically. And we demo the Smart Focus using the spell checker. Okay, Side 2, Section 4 is our phone numbers and address. This is a JAWS version 2.2 training tape talking about smart screens, which is a kind of a section of JAWS that's designed to interpret what comes up on the screen and to speak the important things, or to speak what should be spoken. Naturally, we don't want to speak everything that appears on the screen because, boy, you just take all day to get through your computer program. So Smart Screens is a facility or a feature of JAWS that we design to look at the screen for you and interpret what's there and speak things that are changing, because that's generally the important stuff. And it's a whole set of features, really, which we'll get into. It was a brand new feature with version 2.2 of JAWS, and we've continued to improve it and make it better for 2.3. It's a great place to start, you might think of it. That's the way I like to think of Smart Screens. If I'm running a program for the first time and I'm really not familiar with it, I'm not really sure of what's there, I just rely on Smart Screens to interpret it for me and read what appears on the screen. And also I use adjustments in Smart Screens to fine-tune it to make it perform better. And then ultimately, once I get more and more familiar with the program, what I tend to do then is I create some macros and make some other adjustments to really fine-tune it more, and eventually get around to creating a lot of macros and frames and auto macros or frame monitoring to really get down to the information I want to get off of that screen. And I'll kind of give you an example of that later on when I talk about First Choice. For now, let's get an introduction to Smart Screens. I'm going to go into the JAWS menus.
JAWS main menu.
I'm using a desktop PC here with JAWS, and I just realized I got it running too fast.
JAWS main menu.
So I'm going to slow it down. I'm in the main menu.
V, global.
V for voice.
G, volume.
G for global global speech, as compared to keyboard, screen, and speech pad. And then R for rate.
R, 9.
I got mine set up a bit.
8, 7.
I'm hitting left arrow.
6, 5.
I put it down to about a 5. Hit enter.
Enter.
And then up arrow.
Global.
Up arrow again.
Voice.
And I'm at voice, which is the main menu. I'll hit right arrow.
Config files.
Config files.
Frames.
Frames.
Macro.
Macro. Oops, let me back up.
Frames.
Left arrow. Frames is what I want. Because smart screen is in the frames menu. So I'll hit a down arrow.
Speak.
In the frames menu, we have speak to speaker frame.
Activate.
Activate.
Quiet.
Quiet.
Revise.
Revise.
Monitor.
Monitor.
Smart.
And smart. I'll read the helpline with an insert page down.
Adjust various smart screen options.
Adjust various smart screen options. Now, I'll read all the choices here with a say line, an insert up arrow.
Speak, activate, quiet, revise, monitor, smart.
You may remember there's a quick way to get here by hitting the first letter of the choice, and it'll select that item for you, so you don't have to use your arrow keys. Well, we've got S for speak, and we also have S for smart. So it turns out that for smart, we don't use the first letter of the choice, we use the last letter. How do I know that? I'm on smart now.
Smart.
I do an insert 5 on the numpad, that reads it to me. But if I just hit the 5 by itself on the numpad,
T.
It says T. And it raises the pitch, it indicates that that's the uppercase letter. So it's smart. I use T to select smart rather than S, because we already used S. So I hit down arrow.
Smart screen.
First thing I come to is smart screen.
Toggle smart screen, comma, on or off.
And here's where we toggle it on or off. I'll go down into it.
On.
It's now on. I'll hit right arrow.
Off.
Off.
Toggle.
Or toggle. Right arrow again.
On.
And it wraps back to on. So I can turn it on or off right here in the menus.
Smart screen.
I go up. Use up arrow to go up and a right arrow to go over to the right. Well, I'll read all the choices with an insert up arrow.
Smart screen, smart level, color bar, smart focus, smart options.
Those are all the choices there. So I'm on smart screen.
Smart screen.
And that's where we turn it on or off. I'll do a right arrow.
Smart level.
Smart level. I'll do a down arrow.
Auto.
It's on auto.
Auto 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
And it will normally default to 2.
1, 2.
Yours might come up and say 2 when you drop into it. So it's a auto 1, 2, 3 up to 8. And I just happened to be in first choice and loaded up the first choice environment file. And it was set to auto already. Yours may be set to 2. That's the default. The smart level is a way for you to help JAWS decide how much should be spoken. So the higher the number here, the more picky JAWS gets, and the less gets spoken. You know, the higher it takes to qualify, let's say. You have to have a higher value of the data on the screen in order to qualify. And auto is, that speaks something. Even though it may not be very important, it will at least speak something. And the more important the data is on the screen, the most important piece gets spoken, but not stuff underneath that. So it's kind of a system we've devised to help JAWS figure out what's important here and to speak it. Now, sometimes you may want to speak the top most important and the one below that and the one below that. And sometimes you may want to speak only the most important thing on the screen at that time. And sometimes you may want to speak everything that has an importance level above 1, let's say. So now I know that this may not be real clear, it may be confusing. What I'm trying to get across is a concept. What we've done, we've created a system to numerically evaluate items of data on the screen and give to them an importance value or a smart level. And then here's where you decide how much of that gets spoken. Now, if you're not really sure just how this is done and exactly what is going on, don't worry about it. Those are just details that aren't important. The important thing here is, here's how you can adjust the JAWS smart screen feature to make it speak more or less stuff. That's all you really need to know in order to operate it, and that's the only thing you can really adjust, because everything else is hard-coded in, so I'm just trying to give you a little bit of a background as to how this is doing it.
Smart level.
So I'll go up. Oh, by the way, I'll go down again.
Auto.
When you're down in this menu, auto to the right is
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, auto.
And back to auto.
1, 2,
if you decide you want to change the setting to
a
3, for example, you just put it on 3 and hit enter, and that selects it that way. I'll do an up arrow.
Smart level.
Over to the right.
Color bar.
Color bar.
Toggles smart color bar tracking, comma, on, comma, off or automatic.
Toggle smart color bar tracking, on, off, or automatic. This is a little bit different than the on-off toggle. So I'll go down into it.
Auto.
I have it on auto now. To the right of that,
on,
off,
off,
auto, and back to
auto.
So color bar tracking. Many programs use a color bar in their menus. And smart screen will see that color bar moving as you use your arrow keys, you know, to move it up or down or left or right. Smart screen will see that. And if you have color bar set to on, smart screen will speak where the color bar is. It's also important to note that sometimes, even though there's a color bar on the screen, there's also a cursor. So you JAWS can decide, or you can decide for JAWS, which to speak, the color bar or the cursor. So if color bar is on, JAWS is going to ignore the cursor and track the color bar. If the color bar is off, JAWS will track the cursor and ignore the color bar. And
auto,
we're telling JAWS, okay, you decide what to track. So if JAWS sees a cursor on the screen, it will track the cursor. And if it doesn't see the cursor, it will track the color bar. Now, there are ways that application programs can turn the cursor on and off, and that's what JAWS is looking for. So in a program like Professional Write, the auto works very well because they're turning the cursor on and off in an acceptable manner. Other programs, JAWS does not notice that the program has turned the cursor off. And so it gets confused and it tracks the cursor instead of the color bar. And then in still other programs, you have a color bar and a cursor intentionally on the screen. And the automatic mode doesn't work. You have to tell JAWS using the on and the off features which one you want it to track. A program like WordPerfect Reveal Codes. The bottom half of the screen you have a color bar, the top half of the screen you have a cursor. So it's important to be able to control which part of the screen you are, quote, looking at, unquote. Color bar also, let's keep in mind, this is the automatic color bar tracking, or the smart color bar tracking. And it requires the smart screens feature to be turned on in order to work. Because when smart screen is turned on, there's a lot of intelligence applied to looking at the screen and deciding what to speak, and that intelligence sees the color bar moving. And this color bar setting just determines whether we speak that color bar or we speak the cursor. And if you don't have it set right, you may hear both data at the color bar and at the cursor. So a little bit of experimentation is in order to see what works best for you. And if you have smart screen turned off, the color bar tracking will not work, this automatic color bar tracking. If you want to set up a configuration for programs and track a color bar, there's another way to do that using the enhancement search feature. And I'll talk about that later too when we talk about first choice.
Auto.
Okay, I'm going to go up.
Color bar.
That's color bar tracking. And as I said before, this is the smart color bar tracking or automatic. You don't even have to tell it what color to watch. It watches the screen, and when it sees a color moving, it speaks it.
Smart focus.
Now, I need to put a qualifier on there because it doesn't always speak exactly what you want it to. That's because the smart screen isn't as smart as most people are. But we're trying. So if it's not doing exactly what you want it to speak, let's say maybe it speaks two menu items when you move with your arrow keys, then you would go to the smart level and make an adjustment. Move it to a higher number so the color bar tracking becomes more picky as to what it speaks. And there's another way to do that too. You can set the actual, you can tell it, okay, this is the real color bar and this is the one I want you to track. And I'll mention that later. That's in the attribute, smart options attribute. Okay, let's keep going through our list here.
Smart focus.
To the right of color bar, I hit smart focus. This is a way of focusing. Well, let me see what the helpline says.
Toggle smart focus on or off, comma. Limits JAWS cursor to smart screen changes.
Smart focus also goes with smart screen. Smart screen looks at the screen, and whenever it changes, it decides what data to speak and what not to speak. And let's say it speaks three items on the screen. If you turn smart focus on, then the JAWS cursor, if you try to move around with the JAWS cursor, remember that can move freely on the screen anywhere and is not limited by the application. The JAWS cursor will be restricted to just those items that you heard spoken by Smart Screen. That's why we call it Smart Focus. It focuses the JAWS cursor's attention and your attention on the items of data that Smart Screen picked out as important and spoke it previously. So it focuses. What's it used for? Well, let's say you, right in the middle of your text, a warning box pops up. Warning, your text has not been saved. Enter to continue, escape to exit the main menu. That's a warning box that pops up right in the middle of your text. Well, if you didn't quite catch it, you want to go back and look at it in detail, you can use your say line key, but it'll read all the data that surrounds that warning box also. Like you'll have text from your document on the left, and text from the document on the right, and the warning box in the middle, so you'll hear bits of the document, the warning message, and then more bits of the document. So it's very confusing. Also, as you're moving around with the JAWS cursor, you say, well, gee, where is that warning box? You've got 25 lines and 80 columns. Where is it? Well, if you turn Smart Focus on, bingo, you go immediately to that warning box. And as you read with a say line, say word, say character, it limits your reading to just that warning box in this example, or whatever it was that happened to pop up. It limits your reading to that part of the screen that Smart Screens is focusing on. So we call it Smart Focus. Very handy. And in many cases, you'll have, let's say, three items pop up on the screen. One will be at the top, one will be in the middle, and one will be at the bottom. So if you had to scan through the whole screen looking for that stuff, it'd be a big waste of time. You turn Smart Focus on, do a page up, immediately you're at the top one. Do a down arrow, you'll be at the middle one. And do another down arrow, you'll be at the bottom one. So it's a big time saver.
Smart Focus.
All right, I did a say word for Smart Focus. I'm going over to the right, again with a right arrow.
Smart Options.
Smart Options.
Adjust the advanced options for Smart Screen.
Adjust the advanced options for Smart Screen. And to the right of that,
Smart Screen.
We're back to Smart Screen. So let me go back over to Smart Options.
Smart Level.
Remember, when I was over here at the right side of the menu, I hit a right arrow, and it wraps around to the left side, and we start going through there again. Of course, I can always use the left arrow.
Color bar, Smart Focus, Smart Options.
There we are in Smart Options. So this is another group of things that we can adjust to make the Smart Screens work better. So let's drop down into it.
Left slash right.
First, I have left slash right.
If attribute is different on either side of change comma, increase speaking level.
Now we get into how we determine the importance of the data, or the smart level that we talked about. If the color is, let's say you have an item of data, let's say a warning pops up on the screen and it says, your text has not been saved. That's on one line. JAWS will look, if this left-right feature is turned on, JAWS will look to the left and to the right. And if it's a different color to the left and the right, it will increase its importance level. I'll drop down one more level here.
On, off, toggle.
You have a choice, on, off, or toggle. Remember, toggle just means change it from on to off or vice versa. So if I have left, right, on.
Left slash right, on.
Which it is now. It'll look to the left, look to the right, and if the color is different there, it'll increase the importance level. If the color is not different, it'll decrease the importance level. And that indicates that piece of information is not standing out visually.
Left slash right.
Did an up arrow and a right arrow.
Up slash down.
Up slash down and a down arrow.
On.
Again, we have on, off, and toggle.
Up slash down.
Let me go to the up. I did an up arrow to get to up slash down. I'll read the help line.
If attribute is different above or below change comma, increase speaking level.
If attribute is different above or below the change, that's the item that has changed, then increase the speaking level, or the smart level. Here the word attribute is used to indicate the color or the enhancement of the screen. So if this is turned on, this feature, up slash down, JAWS will look above and below the item in question, the changed item, the new piece of information that's on the screen, and increase its importance level if the color is different above or below. And if it's not different above or below, it will decrease its importance level, which indicates that it's not standing out visually. So if you have an important piece of information on the screen, let's say, for example, you've got a white-on-blue screen, and all of a sudden something in red pops up. Well, that's pretty important. Visually, that attracts your eyes to that spot. Anything that stands out in a different color. And so Jaws uses kind of the same logic as, hey, this stands out. It's got different colors to the left and the right and above and below. It must be very important. So Jaws gives that a high importance level or a high smart level.
Up slash down.
I'll go over to the right.
Attribute.
And see, these adjustments up, down, and left, right, you can make some adjustments in order to fine-tune the way Jaws sees the information on the screen.
Attribute.
Okay, now I've moved over and I'm on attribute, or really attribute.
If a change has the specific attribute, comma, always speak it.
Now here's what I talked about earlier where I can tell, where I can say, okay, this is the item I want you to watch out for. Speak all items that have this color. So if I turn attribute on, let me drop down into this.
Off.
It's now off. That means don't pay any attention to any particular color, just look at important things that pop up on the screen. However, if I turn attribute on, it's going to say, Jaws, okay, now I want you to watch for just this particular color. And whenever an item of that color pops up, speak it, and don't speak any of the rest of the information. Okay, so turning an attribute on tells Jaws, okay, watch for that particular color. But I still have to set that particular color. And I'll show you how to do that using the insert D, define attribute, which I'll get to in the next section. Remember, two steps. You turn attribute on in the menus, and you set the attribute or the color using the insert D. And then you're, in effect, telling Jaws, forget what you think about what the screen looks like. What I'm interested in is this color, or this attribute. When an item of that color attribute pops up, speak it. And also, Jaws is smart enough to know that, okay, if nothing of that color pops up on the screen, then default back to your built-in logic and try and figure out if what does pop up should be spoken or not. But anytime an item of that particular color, the attribute color, pops up, then speak it and don't speak the rest.
Off.
Okay, let me move up arrow.
Attribute.
Attribute or attribute. Right arrow.
Single.
Single.
Do not speak single character changes.
Do not speak single character changes. If this is on, we do not speak the single character changes. Well, why? Well, let's say you have a color bar on the screen. It's rarely going to be just one character that's highlighted. So you want it. But sometimes single characters will be highlighted to indicate other things. In that case, and we don't want to hear it say all those letters. Some menus, when they pop up on the screen, will highlight all the items in the menu. Let's say there's 10 of them. And it will put a different highlight on the one that's currently selected. Like number 1 will be even a different color, so it stands out especially. But the other items, 2 through 9, or 2 through 10, will have one letter in there highlighted again differently. And that indicates, all right, if you want to make this selection, you don't have to use your arrow keys to move down to it. You just punch this letter that is highlighted, kind of like the technique we use with the Jaws menus, although we use an uppercase letter. Some other menus will use a highlighted letter. So with smart screens, when it sees those highlighted letters pop up, it says, wow, this thing really stands out, and it'll speak it. But if you have singles turned on, it will ignore those single character highlights and not speak it. So you will still hear the item, the word that's highlighted, but you won't hear that one letter that stands out. So that usually,
single.
Usually
on.
You want singles to be on, which means ignore single characters that are highlighted or that stand out visually in a different color.
Single.
I went back up to singles, over to the right.
Combine.
Combine. Down.
Off.
Off. This kind of goes with that singles thing we just talked about. If you have an item in a menu that has a character highlighted, let's say the word files. Many times the F will be a different color than the rest of the word. But the entire word will also stand out from whatever is around it. And the way the Jaws Smart Screens works, it speaks items of the same color together. So in the case of files, if the F is a different color than the I-L-E-S, it'll say F files. And we don't want that. So if you use combine, let me read the helpline here.
Combine touching changes to speak as one change.
Combine touching changes to speak as one change. So the F and the I-L-E-S are touching, you know, they're touching each other right side by side, even though they're different color. So we combine those two into one block, and we speak that as one word. So instead of saying files, it'll say files. Now, in other cases, you don't want to combine touching changes because you might have two words side by side. They both stand out from the surrounding area, but one should be spoken, one should not. And they should not be spoken together. Or maybe they should not be spoken together. So in that case, you want combine off. In the case of the files, you want combine on. So I can't tell you ahead of time for every single piece of software out there how these should be set, and we're not able to decide ahead of time, you know, to set them for you. So these are the type of things that, as you run through the program using your application program, you'll find these peculiar ways of JAWS speaks it, and then you'll know about these options you have to change the way it's being spoken. That's what these are for. That's what these smart options and other smart features are for. The adjustments we give you are so that you can say, hey, I don't want it to say files or exit for exit. I want it to say the real thing. So you can make the adjustments. You can select combine. And you might say, I don't want it to say EFJKLTY, because that might be the letters that are highlighted, one letter per each menu item. So if you want to hear that, then you would turn singles on and combine on, and it would not speak the single characters, and it would combine them so they sound correctly. Hope I haven't lost you on that, but that's just some of the trial and error that you have to go through.
Off.
I just did a say word. It says off. I go up.
Combine.
I'm on combine. Over to the right.
Data only.
Data only.
Always speak data changes, comma, regardless of attribute.
Always speak data changes, regardless of attribute. Now remember before, I said that if something stands out visually, meaning it stands out in color, different color, we'll speak it. Well, at least we'll give it a higher importance level. And so that's the attribute change or the color change. Now, in some programs, they're very, well, that's just the way they are. I was going to say that they're very unexciting and they're not visually highlighted, but there may be good reason for that. Sometimes you may want to hear everything that pops up on the screen, every change that happens. In that case, turn data only on. Then it will not bother to look at the colors. It'll just look at anything that changes and speak it. And you may need that in whatever program you're using. Usually you'll find that with this is on, you're getting too much information. You're hearing things that are not important or just are clutter, and you don't want that. But, you know, experiment with it and see how you like it.
Data only.
That's data only. To the right of that.
Screen echo.
Screen echo. Please don't confuse this screen echo, which is in the smart options, with the screen echo that is in the screen voice menu. This screen echo, let me read the helpline.
Int10 screen output spoken with smart screen data.
Int10 screen output spoken with smart screen data. Okay. We have two different things going on here. We've got smart screens trying to look at the screen and speak it. And in some cases, like in DOS, we have data being written to the screen through the BIOS or interrupt 10. And JAWS traps that automatically and speaks it. So you don't want it spoken by both techniques, because you'll hear a repeat in that case. So if we're in DOS and we do a directory, all that goes right through BIOS and JAWS traps it and speaks it automatically anyway. That's the screen echo that is in the voice screen menu. Go to the menus, hit V for voice, S for screen, and then E for echo, and you can turn it on or off. And you usually want that on. That's the way JAWS defaults. So if we're speaking it through the voice screen echo, we do not want to speak it through smart screens. And that's the way we have JAWS set up as a default. That's why this smart screen setting
off.
Is off. What that means is, okay, if you see data going to the screen through BIOS, then tell smart screens to ignore it. And that works pretty good. That's why in DOS you only hear it spoken once. And in other programs that actually use the BIOS, smart screens is, in effect, automatically ignoring the changes on the screen. However, as we've discovered, Some programmers are not that clever. Some programs write data to the screen through BIOS, and they write data to the screen directly to video memory. Let me back up a second here. There's two ways to write data to the screen, through BIOS or directly to video memory. Some programs, like in DOS, they write through BIOS. And some programs write directly to video memory, like WordPerfect, Lotus, most of the popular application programs, Professional Write, First Choice, Q&A, Microsoft Works, they write directly to video memory. And that's why you need smart screens. When it writes directly to video memory, JAWS can apply some logic to what's going on and speak what's there. So if you have a program that does both, writes through BIOS and through directly to video memory, it writes some data through BIOS and other data directly to video memory, which is very clumsy and just bad programming, but that's the way some are, then you'll need to trap both. Well, remember I said if JAWS sees data going through video through BIOS, it will tell smart screens to ignore it. So that's the default, and if you have the smart screen echo off, that's what will happen. So in a program like Procom Plus, you won't hear certain pieces of information because some of it gets written through BIOS and some of it gets written direct to video memory. So the solution is just to turn this smart screen echo on.
Screen echo.
I'll do a down arrow.
Off.
It's off, so right arrow.
Toggle. On.
Turns it on. Okay, when smart screen echo is on, then data that gets written through BIOS will be spoken, and the smart screens will watch that data and speak it also. Now, usually it's different data, so you don't get the repeating. So in Procom Plus, that's what you need to do. It's funny, Procom Plus is a great program, and I use it a lot. But in things like file transfers, it'll write certain information through BIOS and other information direct to video memory. So if you want to hear the important stuff, you got to have smart screen echo set to on. And other programs, as just to reiterate here, other programs will select one technique or the other. And then you can have smart screen echo off.
Screen echo.
Go up, over to the right.
Left slash right.
And back to left right. So here's what we have in the smart options.
Left slash right up slash down attribute single combine data only screen echo.
That's a quick list of them. And that's it. Those are the smart features that can be found in the frames menu. How do you get there? You go to the JAWS menus with a control slash, you hit F for frames, T for smart, and then you are popped into this into the smart screens menu. Then you would hit O for options to get into the smart options menu. I'll put a beep on the tape. This is section 2. And now I'll cover some of these same features that we just covered that were found in the menus. You can also find some of them on the keyboard, so you don't actually have to go to the menus to turn them on and off and things like that. Okay, now to avoid a conflict, we are going to use the insert key in combination with letter keys to access some of these. Let me go through, let me show you where they are. Hold down the insert key. I do that with my right thumb. And I got my left hand on the home row set of keys, so my index finger is on the F of the typewriter keys. S for smart screen, insert S.
Smart screen on.
Turns it on, hit it again.
Smart screen off.
Turns it off. Let me see, I'm just a little confused. I thought I had it on.
Smart screen on, smart screen off.
Anyway, that toggles it. Doing insert S will toggle smart screen from on to off and vice versa.
Smart screen on.
I want it on now. Okay, that's smart screen. Another thing we looked at in the menus was color bar. So an insert C for color bar.
Color bar auto, color bar on, color bar off.
That toggles the color bar from on to off to auto.
Color bar auto, color bar on.
Okay. Now another thing we looked at was smart focus. So that's an insert F.
Smart focus on, smart focus off.
And another thing we talked about was the define attribute. That's an insert D.
Define smart attribute. Press space bar.
Define smart attribute, press space bar. I'll hit the space bar.
Brown on black.
Brown on black. Where did it get that color? Well, it looked at the screen right where the cursor is. And it read the color right off of the screen. Remember, the smart attribute, we're telling smart screens, okay, this is the color I'm interested in. So whenever you see this pop up, speak it. If you're not clear on what I'm talking about, go back and listen to the previous section where I talked about the smart attribute in the smart options menu. So this is where we tell it which color we want. You move the cursor to the item that you want. Sometimes that might take a little figuring out if you can't see the screen. But once you get it there, you can check the color that's there with an insert 5 on the numbers row.
Screen color, brown on black.
And you decide that's the one you want. Then you do the insert D.
Define smart attribute, press space bar.
Define smart attribute, press space bar. I hit the space bar.
Brown on black.
And it grabs that color off the screen, and it reads it to you, just to kind of confirm. Why do you have to do two steps, insert D and the space bar? Well, if you hit that key accidentally, and you say, oh no, I don't want to set it, I don't want to change it, just hit any other key, and it'll abort.
Define smart attribute, press space bar.
I'll hit F1, and nothing happened. So, that's defining the smart attribute.
Underline, underline, underline.
I just did a say word, and that read underline, underline, underline. Okay, so that's smart attribute. Also, on the keyboard, some of these keys can be found in another location on the keyboard. On many numeric pads, the top row, you'll have these keys. For example,
smart focus on.
The smart focus is the slash,
smart focus
I think
off.
It is.
Press the key to pass through.
Let me try and figure this one out.
Root JAWS to PC. Graphic. Underline.
No, that ain't it.
One. PC cursor on. Left slash right up slash down. Page up. Exiting.
I was still in the JAWS menus. That would help if I get out of there.
Two dash create a database. One dash create a document. Enter. Document 0% full line 7.
I'm still trying to figure out what key I'm dealing with here, so bear with me.
Press the key to pass through. Star.
Okay, so the star on the numeric pad, or the cursor pad, usually on the top row, that is
smart focus on.
Smart focus.
Smart focus off.
Toggles it, just like the insert F. The color bar, which is an insert C, is also on that top row of the numeric pad. It's the slash, wherever the slash is. And that's just we put them in two different spots just to make it more convenient. If your hand's on the numeric pad, you can hit the key there, smart focus or color bar, or you can do the insert F or the insert C and get it that way. Also on the keyboard, just for general information, is the insert A. That's for auto load on or off. And there's a couple other keys that relate to smart screens. One of them is repeat. That's the insert R. That repeats the smart read.
Enter digit 0 through 8 representing smart level, auto speaking level.
And insert E, you just heard what it said, enter digits 0 through 8. And then it says what it's set to. In this case, it's set to auto speaking level. Actually, 0 is auto speaking level. So I can now set it to a 2.
2.
And I'll do it again. Insert E.
Enter digit 0 through 8 representing smart level, 2.
2. I'll hit 0.
Auto speaking level.
And it interprets that as auto speaking level. So instead of going into the menus and using the smart level menu and adjusting it, I can just do an insert E and hit a number from 0 through 8 and get it that way. Now the insert R is the repeat smart read. Now let me explain. This is a very important thing about smart screens. Let me put a beep on the tape here and catch it then. Section 3. The insert R macro on the keyboard, that's repeat smart read. And actually, that is the macro that performs the smart screen reading anyways. How does smart screen work? Well, it looks at the screen, and when anything changes on the screen, it speaks it. Well, that sounds a lot like frame monitoring or an auto macro, because those things watch a frame or section of the screen, and when the screen changes, it performs a macro. What we have here with the smart screens is we're really just using an auto macro or frame monitoring, and we're performing a smart read. Well, as a default, what we start out with is we're monitoring frame 1 in JAWS 2.3. In JAWS 2.2 it was frame 0, but we've changed the JAWS. In JAWS 2.3 we changed it to monitor frame 1, which is the entire screen, and it can be changed in case you want to just limit the amount of the screen that it looks at. So this insert R macro, we're actually monitoring frame 1, and when anything changes in frame 1, we perform the insert R macro. Okay? Now the insert R macro first checks to see if smart screen is on. If it is, it continues and it does the smart read. So if you're going to mess around with smart screens, you got to keep a couple of these things in mind. Number one, you can turn smart screens off, but still JAWS takes up a lot of time trying to decide if the screen has changed or not, because it's monitoring frame 1. Also, if you mess around with smart screens, you've got to remember that there's two distinct things. You've got to set up a frame and set up a macro. Now we already have a frame set up, that's frame 1, and we already have a macro set up, that's insert R. And you can look at the insert R macro in the macro editor. If you're not familiar with that, listen to the macros training tape and see what we've got there. But you want to create a macro similar to that. Now if you're having a problem with smart screens in the sense that JAWS is eating up too much of your computer's processing power and maybe slowing it down or bogging it down, you can turn smart screens off. That'll reduce a lot of that drag on your computer. And if it's still not reduced enough, then you have to clear frame 1. You go to the frames menu, you do a control slash to get to the main menu, hit F for frames, M for monitoring, C for clear, hit the numeral 1 and enter. And it will clear it and then escape or page up to get out of the menus. Then you have no frame monitoring going on, no smart screens activity, whatever, and your program will run much more freely. There's less interference from JAWS in that case. Because keep in mind, when a sighted person watches the screen, the computer doesn't even know it. But when JAWS watches the screen, the way it does that is it says, wait, hold it, I want to look at the screen, and it stops the computer, it looks at the screen, and maybe makes a copy of it, it looks at it and compares it to what it looked at before and sees if any changes have happened. If changes have happened, then it calls the smart screen macro and does some more figuring about what's going on, then decides what to speak. So that's a lot of work that JAWS is doing all for you. The only negative side of it, it slows your computer down a bit if there's a lot of information changing on the screen. Really about the only time you'll notice it is on some of the smaller, slower computers. If you got a 386 or a 486, you won't feel it. But that's the way smart screens works. It takes time to look at the screen, compare it to the previous screen, and decide if anything's changed. And all those things, you know, bog down your computer. So if you're having a problem, do the clearing as I mentioned earlier. If you're not quite sure about what's going on, please listen to this section of the tape again. Here's a beep. This is the end of side one of the JAWS 2.3 smart screens tape. You can flip it over at this point.